Welcome to Zichud Daf Siman Member Avram Goldar and today Maseches Chagiga Daf Yud Zayin. The second parak Ein Dorshim. The Zichud Masechta Chagiga program has been generously sponsored Leinishmas Avram Ber Ben Asher and Leinishmas Tamar Bas Chaim. May the neshamas have an aliyah. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, Rolaza said in the name of Roshia. From where is it derived that Shavuos has a compensation period for the Chagiga and Olas Re'iyah for 7 days? For it's written the pasuk regarding the mitzvah of appearing before Hashem 3 times a year, Bechag HaMatzos, Bechag HaShavuos, Bechag HaSukkos. The Torah makes a hekesh comparing Shavuos to Pesach. Ma Pesach yesh la tashlumin kol shiva, av Chag HaShavuos yesh la tashlumin kol shiva. Just as Pesach has tashlumin for all 7 days, so to Shavuos has tashlumin for all 7 days. When the Gemara suggests that a hekesh should be made between Shavuos to Sukkos, that just as Sukkos has tashlumin for 8 days, so too should Shavuos, it concludes, tafasta merubah lo tafasta, tafasta muat tafasta. If you grab the larger amount, you may not have grabbed it at all. But if you grab the smaller amount, you will have successfully grabbed it. The Gemara will make a number of unsuccessful attempts to challenge Rabbi Hoshea. Point number two, after concluding that the pasuk that mentioned the 3 regalim for the mitzvah of Re'iyah was a source for a hekesh between Pesach and Shavuos, the Gemara asks, what halach is being learned out from the fact that Sukkos is mentioned in the pasuk? It answers, Ma Chag HaMatzos Ta'un Lina, Av Chag HaSukkos Ta'un Lina. Just as Chag HaMatzos requires staying overnight in Yerushalayim, following the first day of Yantav, so too Sukkos requires staying overnight following the first day of Yantav. Rashi clarifies that the pasuk is referring to staying over the first night of Chol HaMoed, Motzei Yantav. When the Gemara asks for the source that one is required to stay overnight on Pesach, it brings the pasuk, Upanisa Baboker V'Halachto HaHolecha, and you may turn back in the morning and return to your tents. Rashi explains that this must be Chol HaMoed, for traveling beyond the Tchum on Yantav is forbidden. And point number three, the Gemara brings another source for Tashlumin for Shavuos. The Academy of Rebbe Elazar ben Yaakov taught in Brice, the pasuk in the parsha discussing Shavuos states, Ukarasam ubekutz v'chem. You shall make a holy proclamation when you reap. Ezu chag she'ata korei v'kotzerbo, which is the chag that you make a proclamation. And you reap, say this is the Chag HaShavuos. Rashi explains that even though there's a proclaiming and reaping of the Omer on Pesach, the Pasuk here is in the Parsha HaShavuos. And when do you proclaim and reap? It cannot be on Yantav itself, since reaping on Yantav is forbidden. El Rav with Tashlumin rather. Is it not after Yantav and referring to Tashlumin? Rashi explains that the Pasuk is referring to the day after Yantav as a Mikre Kodesh for Tashlumin of Karbanos, even though Malach is permitted. This then is another source for Tashlumin for Shavuos. The Gemara will explain why 2 sources for Tashlumin for Shavuos are needed. So once again, the 3 points are number one. Rabbi Elazar said in the name of Rabbi Hoshea, Menayin la'atzeres, she'esh la'tashlumin kol shiva. From where is it derived that Shavuos has a compensation period for the Chagiga Olas Re'iyah for 7 days? For it's written the pasuk regarding the mitzvah of appearing before Hashem 3 times a year, Bechag HaMatzos, Bechag HaShavuos, Bechag HaSukkos. The Torah makes a hekesh comparing Shavuos to Pesach. Ma Pesach yesh la tashlumin kol shiva, av Chag HaShavuos yesh la tashlumin kol shiva. Just as Pesach has tashlumin for all 7 days, so too Shavuos has tashlumin for all 7 days. When the Gemara suggests that a hekesh should be made between Shavuos to Sukkos, that just as Sukkos has tashlumin for 8 days, so too should Shavuos, it concludes, tafasta merubah lo tafasta, tafasta muat tafasta. If you grab the larger amount, you may not have grabbed it at all. But if you grab the smaller amount, you will have successfully grabbed it. The Gemara will make a number of unsuccessful attempts to challenge Rabbi Hoshea. Point number two, after concluding that the pasuk that mentioned the 3 regalim for the mitzvah of Re'iyah was a source for a hekesh between Pesach and Shavuos, the Gemara asks, what halach is being learned out from the fact that Sukkos is mentioned in the pasuk? It answers, Ma Chag HaMatzos Ta'un Lina, Av Chag HaSukkos Ta'un Lina. Just as Chag HaMatzos requires staying overnight in Yerushalayim, following the first day of Yantav, so too Sukkos requires staying overnight following the first day of Yantav. Rashi clarifies that the pasuk is referring to staying over the first night of Chol HaMoed, Motzei Yantav. When the Gemara asks for the source that one is required to stay overnight on Pesach, it brings the pasuk, Upanisa Baboker V'Halachto HaHolecha, and you may turn back in the morning and return to your tents. Rashi explains that this must be Chol HaMoed, for traveling beyond the Tchum on Yantav is forbidden. And point number three, the Gemara brings another source for Tashlumin for Shavuos. The Academy of Rebbe Elazar ben Yaakov taught in Brice, the pasuk in the parsha discussing Shavuos states, Ukarasam ubekutz v'chem. You shall make a holy proclamation when you reap. Ezu chag she'ata korei v'kotzerbo, which is the chag that you make a proclamation. And you reap, say this is the Chag HaShavuos. Rashi explains that even though there's a proclaiming and reaping of the Omer on Pesach, the Pasuk here is in the Parsha HaShavuos. And when do you proclaim and reap? It cannot be on Yantav itself, since reaping on Yantav is forbidden. El Rav with Tashlumin rather. Is it not after Yantiv and referring to Tashlumim? Rashi explains that the pasuk is referring to the day after Yantiv as a Mikrei Kodesh for Tashlumim of Karbanos, even though Malach is permitted. This then is another source for Tashlumim for Shavuos. The Gemara will explain why two sources for Tashlumim for Shavuos are needed. Alright, so now we go to Simur Daf Yud Zayin. Our standard simon is a used car, and we often use a used car salesman. So here goes. The used car salesman who told the potential buyer his payment plan included 7 days after Shavuos, and that he'd throw in a hotel voucher to sleep over in Yerushalayim Motzei Yantiv on Sukkos, proudly proclaimed that there are many good years of use to reap from the car. Once again, slow motion. The used car salesman, that must be Ron Duff Yud Zion. The used car salesman who told the potential buyer his payment plan included 7 days after Shavuos, which reminds us, Rabbi Elazar said in Imroshia, Menayin Latzer Sheyesh HaTashlumin Koshiva, from where is it derived that Shavuos has a Tashlumin period for the Chagiga and Olas Re'iyah for 7 days? For it's written the pasuk regarding the mitzvah of appearing before Kodesh Baruch Hu 3 times a year, B'chag HaMatzos, B'chag HaShavuos, B'chag HaSukkos. The Torah makes a hakish comparing Shavuos to Pesach. Ma'Pesach Yesh HaTashlumin Koshiva, Af Chag HaShavuos Yesh HaTashlumin Koshiva. Just as Pesach has Tashlumin for all 7 days, so too Shavuos has Tashlumin for all 7 days. So the used car salesman who told the potential buyer his payment plan included 7 days after Shavuos, and that he'd throw in a hotel voucher to sleep over in Yerushalayim, Motzei Yantiv on Sukkos, which reminds us, after concluding that the pasuk that mentioned the three are gone for the mitzvah of Re'iyah was a source for a hekesh between Pesach and Shavuos, then we ask what halach is being learned out from the fact that Sukkos is mentioned in the pasuk. It answers, Machaga Matzos Ta'onuina Av Chagasukos Ta'onuina. Just as Chagam Matzos requires staying overnight in Yerushalayim following the first day of Yantiv, so too Sukkos requires staying overnight following the first day of Yantiv. So, the used car salesman who told the potential buyer his payment plan included 7 days after Shavuos, and that he'd throw in a hotel voucher to sleep over in Yerushalayim, Motzei Yantiv on Sukkos, proudly proclaimed that there are many good years of use to reap from the car. Which reminds us, the Gemara brings another source for Tashlumin for Shavuos. The Gehadim of Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Tana Braisa, the pasuk of the parsha discussing Shavuos states, Kurasim v'kutzurchem, that you shall make a holy proclamation when you reap. Ezu chag shata kore v'kotzur bo, which is the chag that you make a proclamation and you reap, say this is the chag of Shavuos. So once again, the used car salesman who told the potential buyer his payment plan included 7 days after Shavuos, and that he'd throw in a hotel voucher to sleep over in Yerushalayim, Motzei Yantiv on Sukkos, proudly proclaimed that there are many good years of use to reap from the car. All right, now it's time for four Blabat Chazara. Daf Yud Gimel, so the Simmer Daf Yud Gimel is a Bar Mitzvah boy. So here goes. When the precocious Bar Mitzvah boy, that must mean we're in Daf Yud Gimel. When the precocious Bar Mitzvah boy proceeded to calculate on a blackboard the years it takes to reach the Kisei HaKavod, which reminds us that when the Russian Nebuchadnezzar said he would ascend above the clouds and be like the Most High, Abascal responded by pointing out how ridiculous that thought is, given the journey through the seven Rekiyas and up through the Kisei HaKavod is around 90,000 years, and that instead Nebuchadnezzar was destined to descend to the depths of the netherworld. So when the precocious Bar Mitzvah boy proceeded to calculate on a blackboard the years it takes to reach the Kisei HaKavod, and then was almost consumed by a fire as he darshaned from Sefer Yechezkel, which reminds us that Hananiah ben Chizkiah saved Sefer Yechezkel from being concealed given the contradictions with the Torah. They brought up 300 barrels of oil to his attic, and he darshaned the Psukim Yechezkel to reconcile them with the Torah. Another Bryce relates that when a child got burned from reading the Psukim in the Sefer about Chashmal, and the people wanted to hide it away to prevent further tragedy, he said to them, Im zeh chochem akol chochamim hen? If this child was so wise, are all children so wise? So, when the precocious Bar Mitzvah boy proceeded to calculate on a blackboard the years it takes to reach the Kisei HaKavod, and then was almost consumed by fire as he darshaned from Sefer Yechezkel, a journalist from the village was so impressed, he reported on every detail, which reminds us that the reason Yechezkel's vision of the Ma'aseh Merkabah is more detailed than Yeshayah's is that he came from a village and was not used to seeing the monarchy. Therefore, when he had the vision of Ma'aseh Merkabah, he wrote down every detail in amazement. Daf Yadal, so the symbol Daf Yadal is a hand, and we often use a juggler. So here goes. The juggler dropped all of his balls in awe when he noticed four men learning hundreds of Siddurim Mishnayos, which reminds us that Yeshayah pronounced 18 different curses upon Kal Yisrael, which Rashi explains means that he prophesied 18 tragedies that would befall them. And the Gemara brings a pasuk that lists all those that will be removed from Yerushalayim and Yehuda, the first two being the Mashin Umashena, the support and the staff. Mashin Elubali Mikra, support refers to masters of Chumash, Mashena Ilbalin Mishnah. Staff refers to masters of Mishnah, like Rabbi Yehuda ben Tema and his associates. Rav Papa and the Rabban disagreed on their level of mastery. One said they had mastered 600 Sidrei Mishnah, and one said they had mastered 700 Sidrei Mishnah, which Rashi explains existed in their days. So the juggler dropped all of his balls in awe when he noticed four men running hundreds of Siddharim and Mishnayas, surrounded by singing trees on fire, which reminds us the Gemara brings the description of Elazar ben Aruch demonstrating to Meyochim and Zakkai that he was fit to be taught Maase Merkava, when he darshaned and became surrounded by trees on fire that were singing Shira, and then it recounts Rabbi Yochanan's reaction. So the juggler dropped all of his balls in awe when he noticed four men running hundreds of Siddharim Mishnayis, surrounded by singing trees on fire and ascending into our Pardes in the heavens, which reminds us, it was taught in a Braisa, Arba Nichnusu Bapardes. There were four who entered the Pardes, which Rashi explains means that they mentioned the divine name and ascended to Shemayim. They were Ben Azai, Ben Zoma, Achran, and Rekiva. Ben Azai hates his umes. Ben Azai glanced towards the divine presence and he died. Ben Zoma hates his Nifka. Ben Zoma glanced and became mentally unstable. Acher kitzes benetias, Acher chopped down saplings in the Pardes and became evil. Rabbi Kiva yatz b'shalom. Rabbi Kiva emerged in peace. Daf Tezvav. So the Simur Daf Tezvav is related to Tu B'Shvat, and we use a fruit bowl. So here goes. The wayward sage who pulled out radishes on Shabbos and put them in his fruit bowl. That must mean we're on Daf Tezvav, too, Tu B'Shvat. The wayward sage who pulled out radishes on Shabbos and put them in his fruit bowl, which reminds us, the Gemara relates that what caused the Acher to lead a life of sin was seeing a malch sitting in Shemayim, which led him to think that there are two authorities in Shemayim, and that he demonstrated to Aharon that he was no longer the great Elisha ben Avuya by pulling out radishes on Shabbos. So the wayward sage who pulled out radishes on Shabbos and put them in his fruit bowl, while getting annoyed by children reciting psukim to him, which reminds us, it was taught in a braisa, there was an incident with Acher, who was riding on a horse on Shabbos, and Rav Meir was walking behind them to learn Torah from him. Rav Meir attempted to get Acher to do tshuva by taking him to many shuls, but each time Acher asked the child to recite the pasuk he was learning, and the pasuk sent the message that Acher's tshuva would not be accepted. So the wayward sage who pulled out radishes on Shabbos and put them in his fruit bowl, while getting annoyed by children reciting psukim to him, was constantly followed by a disciple who would eat the edible parts of dates and throw the pits into his bowl. Which reminds the Gemara asks how Rav Meir was permitted to learn Torah from Acher when one should only learn from a Rebbe who is like a Malach Hashem, and answers that Rav Meir had different psukim that taught the opposite. The Gemara concludes that while lesser people should only learn from a Rebbe who is like a Malach, Rav Meir was so great that he could learn the valuable things from Acher and discard the rest, similar to eating the outside of a date and throwing out the pit. Daf Tez Zayin. So the Simur Daf Tez Zayin is toes. So here goes. The large-toed acrobat. That must be one Daf Tez Zayin. Toes. The large-toed acrobat who did a demon stunt where he would fly like an angel while eating like a human, which reminds us, it was taught in a braisa, Shishadvarim Nemru B'Shem. There are six characteristics that were said regarding demons. Three are like Malkei Asharis and three are like human beings. They're like Malkei Asharis in that they have wings, they fly from one end of the world to the other, and they know what will happen in the future, which means they hear what's announced behind the pargod like the Malkei Asharis. They're like human beings in that they eat and drink, procreate, and die. We also learned there are six characteristics said about human beings. Three are like the Malkei Asharis, and three are like animals. So the large-toed acrobat who did a demon stunt, where he would fly like an angel while eating like a human, had the scare of his life when the beams above the stage start talking about all his wrongdoings. Which reminds us, if the Yetzer says to you, sin, and Akash Baruch Hu will forgive you, do not believe him. Perhaps one will ask who will testify against me. If I sin in the privacy of my own house, the stones and beams of one's house will testify against him. The Chum say, a person's neshama will testify against him. Rabbi Zirika said the two Malkei Asharis who scored a person will, and others say the limbs of a person testify against them. So the large-toed acrobat who did a demon stunt, where he would fly like an angel while eating like a human, had the scare of his life when the beams above the stage started talking about all his wrongdoings, including the time he took lightly the rabbinic prohibition against doing smicha on Yantam. Which reminds us, Rav Shem Bar Abba said in the name of Yochanan, "Lo'olam al teheshfus kol be'einecha," never let a rabbinic prohibition concerning Shabbos or Yantam be light in your eyes, for smicha is only prohibited as a shfus, and yet the Gedolei Ador over five generations had a machlokas about it. All right, that concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldman Zichwishing a great day and great learning.